Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, red one. What's good? What's good? What up? What's going on, everybody? It is Big Red Brother B in the house. The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? The Menu. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying it like that because it don't sound like the Menu. The Menu. Yeah, it's the Menu. Big Red Brother B. I'm Bob Talkers. Yo, what up? What up? What's going on? How you doing, Red?
I'm good. I'm chilling. So good. With you, brother.
Man, yep. Listen. I'm all right. I mean, I'm going to be all right for the most part. Just a little tired. You know, you ever needed that real good nap or that good sleep?
Yep.
I need that right now. I need to get some like a hardcore good ass wake up to go pee and you just walking around and banging in everything ass sleep. You know you're sleeping good when you get up and you just like banging in every goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the good sleep. You can't wait to finish peeing or whatever. I'm getting your little midnight snack, drink, whatever, and get back in bed. You know that's a good ass sleep.
Yep, that's
so, good. Yeah. I need that. I need that in my life right now. I need that. Wake up, breath smelling like horse feet. Yeah, I need that in my life. I need that. So, but yo, what up, man? Hope everybody is good. Hope all is well. If not, you know, we're keeping in our prayers. The Menu, y'all. Blog Talk Radio. Big Red. Brother D in the house. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook. The Menu, Mind Your Mental. MindURMENTAL. You know, drop us some show ideas. You know, we'll comment, say hi, you know. It's all love. It's all love. Catch us on Instagram. You know, same thing, the mental. The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MIND. And you are, you know, shit. You see what I'm saying? You see what I told you I need the nap?
And you know what's crazy?
You're not even helping me, yo. You're not even helping me. I got this whole script that I be saying from time to time, but you don't even help me. When do you ever jump in and be like, yo, Bobo, you catch it here? Because you don't. Because
you got it.
Nah, man. No, I didn't. I don't have it. I'm fumbling the ball like a mom. Listen, I feel like I'm running down the basketball.
Woke up.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I'm running down the basketball court with butter under my shoes, stay slipping, and you just sitting back, just laughing on my head. Like, come on, man. Like, this is how you do it.
I'm waiting for you to slip on the banana peel.
I know you are. Yeah, I know you are. But it's all good. It's no problem. No problem at all. Like I said, get this on Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL. You can also catch us on Instagram at The Menu, MINDURMENTAL, or me, Brother B Vision. What's up? That's all good. You got it coming, so you got you. That's right. I'm gonna get.
I got
you.
It coming.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you. No help at all, yo. No help. But
I get no respect at all. Remember that song? Rapping Rodney.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You ain't giving no type of respect.
No respect at all. That didn't mean nothing at all.
Like, yo, and I'm gonna throw first thing. These people will remain nameless, but there was some people that I wouldn't call it a group, but they claim they're like a podcast. Well, either way, you know, a friend invited me into them, and I joined in, and they gotta, yeah. Listen, if you're gonna have like a forum, or some type of group on Facebook or any, you know, platform on social media, you know, don't be an asshole, man. Like, don't be judgmental. Like, don't be that type of, you know, host or those type of people where, you know, you ask a question and then when somebody answers it, you want to be all like doubtful or be like, no, like, that's not it, or just that is it. Like, yo, chill, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let people be who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I understand it may be your forum or maybe your show or your spot, but if you want people to be involved, actively involved, like, don't put something out there, put some content out there to ask questions and then turn around when they answer the question, you shit on them. Or you say something stupid. Like, that's a turnoff, man. So all those up and coming with their podcasts or whatever Facebook groups you have or whatever you do on social media, yo, if you cannot be or do something that's unbiased, then don't do it at all. Because, you know, people like me, and there are people out me like that, like, we take that shit real personal. Like, don't ask something and then want to judge or be on some biased shit. Because if I'm not biased and I'm giving you my unbiased opinion and you turn around and you come with some bullshit, that's turn off, man. Like, I don't want to rock with you. And then I might just tell other people, I might just name drop and tell other people, like, yeah, your show ain't shit. Like, don't do that.
Right.
Yeah, like, that was just totally annoying. Like, a question was asked, and they wanted to tell me, you're lying. What the fuck? How you going to sit there? I'm sorry for my speaking French, but how you going to tell me I'm lying? Like, how you going to put a question out there, then I answer it, then you tell me, oh, you're lying. What? Are you serious? So what's the purpose of, like, yo, what's the purpose of asking questions?
Now, what was the purpose of you asking the question?
Like, yo, like,
if you want the answer, I mean, if they didn't agree with your answer, then you could say that, well, you know, I don't agree with that, or, you know, I respect what you said or whatever, but don't, just like you said, you're going to say I'm lying. Like, okay. Do you have, okay, since I'm lying, where's your proof at?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? If I can real quick, so the question was, it was based off of something that Kevin Samuels put out. And it was like, if a guy asks you out, that means he's automatically looking to have sex with you. And I'm like, huh?
Okay.
So they're saying, they believe, like, oh, that's absolutely true. And so, I answered the question. I was like, no, that's not always true. So they wanted to challenge me on it and be like, yo, so you're trying to tell me that when you ask the chick out, or if you have ever asked the chick out, you never wanted to sleep with them? Like, that's not the overall goal. Like, real dudes, when real people are trying to get into real relationships, sex is the appetizer, man.
Right. Okay.
You know, that's the main course. That's not the main course of the situation. And that's the problem. Sometimes we put...
No,
I'm just saying, and I may be putting it in the bad way, because then you're like, oh, well, you eat your appetizer before you have the main meal. And see, that's the problem. That's the problem. We're having the app. You know what I'm saying? We're doing certain things first before we're trying to get to the meat and potatoes and the shit.
Well, I'll say that person, said person, you know, maybe that maybe they've had, they're going off of maybe that their experience. So when someone's telling them, okay, just like you said, okay, that's not always the main goal, or at least that's not my main goal, or, you know, a lot of other dudes, that's not necessarily their main goal. Okay, they feel that you're lying because I guess every dude that approaches them are on that. Okay, and you can't, and once again, you can't sit there and say that, because guess what? I'll say this. If they've had that experience, yeah, they're going to think that. They're going to think that. And then, you know, that person's going to think that you're lying. Oh, yeah, they do want to say, okay, well, that's their, you know, that's on them. Then they're very, and I'll say this, and then they're a very closed-minded person, because then at the end of the day, you can't always think that. And that person probably shuts a lot of dudes down because that's what they're always thinking. Oh, you just want to sleep with them. No, why don't you give them a chance for it and see what it's about before you even make that judgment.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, that's why, like I said, it just made me uncomfortable. So, I have no intentions of, like, so if they ever post the question again, I thought about leaving the group and just, like, but I just wanted to kind of just continue on and see what they have to offer, give them a chance. But I'm not doing any more comments, because you're going to act like that, then I can't rock with you. But, yeah. But before we get into the show, on a lighter note, hey, what's up, Ms. Terry? How you doing?
Hi, Jay. Hi, Red. Hi, Brother P. And anybody else?
Yo, before we get into the show, I do have to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There is a third season of Top Boy on Netflix. So there's this show called Top Boy. It is on Netflix. Yo, it is like the London version of The Wire. That is crazy. I love that show. I love that show. I have this affinity for like the Londoners, the Brits, and all that. Because, you know, I wanted to move over there at one point, but then 9/11 happened, and I didn't want to leave my sister, so I decided to stay here. But 9/11 never happened. I would have definitely been across the pond. Like, real talk. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? The accent is just, you know, just be getting me. I was going to go over there and look for Sade or a Spice Girl or something like that.
How do you know she even lived there, fool?
I was trying to find out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm like, damn. But, yeah, Top Boy. Top Boy is a good-ass show. Like, I love it. I just had to say that. Let's put that out there. That's my happy moment. But, yo, what up, everybody? Once again, it's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B in the house. Got Miss Cherry in the house. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. Our topic tonight, toxic people.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Whew.
Horrible.
You want to set this one off, Red? No. You know what? Let's pass it to Miss Cherry. Miss Cherry.
Yes, Miss Cherry.
Miss Cherry. Listen, Miss Cherry. Good day. How do you respond to some of these wankers, these toxic people? How do you treat them? Do you? Like, what do you do when you have a toxic person that's a family member or, you know, somebody that's kind of close to you, but you know, like, they're kind of that. Like, what do you do about that? Like, how do you treat them? How do you go about, you know, the continuing the relationship if you do continue the relationship? Like, what do you do?
Doesn't it depend on what the relationship is? Because you can't get rid of family. But you can get rid of toxic people.
I don't know why
you can't.
I'm sorry.
you can eliminate and you can minimize the amount of time you spend with toxic family. But at the end of the day, they're going to be your family. Somebody on the outside, you don't I don't really have a problem with toxic people, because once I recognize it, I'm going to start distancing myself. Somebody has to, it's almost like if you're continuing to step towards them, you're letting them know the way they're treating you is okay and acceptable, and you'll always come back. So it's not really them, it's you. People will only treat you the way you allow them to.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard that saying, like, before, like, you people only treat you the way you allow them to. But, I mean, is it really just that? Like, is it sometimes you just, like, you don't look to get certain treatment, or you don't allow it, but some people still act anyway? Because the only, like, for what you just said, I just see it as if you don't allow them to treat you that way, then you just don't rock with them.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, like yeah, that's just that. Like, you just don't communicate with them. You just don't, you know, deal with them. But, you know, you do have certain situations where you do have toxic family members, or, you know, even some friendships, relationships, for that matter. And for some reason or another, everybody has their own reason, they continue to deal. So we're going to go to 9059. You're on the air with the Minion. What up?
Hey, you going to throw me on the spot like that?
Damn right, Lena. Throw you on the grill like a goddamn steak. What up?
What's up?
Pretty much,
I don't know. I got a different look on things. I don't discriminate, family or not. If you don't act like family, you ain't family. Like, that's just plain and simple. You may be related to me by blood, but I don't give family passes out for disrespect. I don't give family passes out for disturbing my energy. I don't give that whole, oh, we're going to always be family. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're going to be related, but we ain't going to be family. Listen, I got a sister I ain't spoke to in over 10 years, okay? And it is what it is. I'm not going to allow anyone to disturb my peace. I'm not going to allow anyone, like she said, but that goes across the board. What you allow, you know what I'm saying, is what people will get away with. But there's a standard that says that you have to learn people, and you have to learn how to treat people. Some people tolerate something, other people won't tolerate, and stuff like that. So I'm all about teaching people how to be in, a cordial space with myself. You know, I'm very verbal. I communicate a lot on what I will tolerate, what I don't like. You know, and you got but so many chances after I express that I don't like this. And if you feel like you don't want to make changes to how you treat me, at least, I'm not telling you can't treat other people like that, because that's what they allow. Fine. But when it comes to me, I get to choose how people treat me. I get to choose what people do in my space. I get to choose who I keep around me, who I surround myself with, family or not. You will learn how to coexist with Lena. And that's just that.
True. I mean,
I agree.
I get it. I mean, listen.
I agree.
When I started, like, this whole spiritual journey, so, you know, Big Red, you know, helped me out a lot, and, you know, opened my eyes to just a lot of things, because, you know, I have my own little, you know, personal issues, and sometimes, you know, you piss yourself off when you deal with certain people that you know that you shouldn't be dealing with. So it's like, I get that whole concept, you know, thanks again, Red. Like, I get that whole concept of energy.
No problem.
Because, you know, I used to allow a lot of people in their toxic shit to kind of, you know, just like destroy my moment, you know, destroy my peace. And then I'm sitting back wondering, like, damn. Like, you know, I feel drained, or I feel like, you know, there's always an issue. But then when I learned, just like, you just got to just tell certain people, yeah, I love you, but I got to love you from a distance. Or it's like, no, I'm just not messing with you because, you know, you're toxic.
Listen, everybody doesn't go in the same basket neither. Like, I think people put, you know, friends, you can categorize that. There's level 1, 2 friends, level 2 friends, level 3 friends. And
mm-hmm.
you can categorize that and say what this person is. You know, level 1 friend is like my immediate close to, probably knows a lot of my personal business that I confide in. I share level two friends. I might see here and there. They get a hug when I see them out. Hey, girl, how you doing? We might sit and catch up. But, you know, she don't know none of my personal business. Then level three friends where I say hi and bye. That's about it. Level four friends, you won't catch me out and about with. You know, it's when I see them, it's all good. Like, you can categorize that. And guess what? You can categorize family. And that same aspect.
And the
family
same
members that
same
I deal
category,
with.
Yep.
And the same aspect. Family members. Hell, I do it. I take that method to work, co-workers, on who I'm going to confide in, who's going to be tight, who I'm going to be tight with, who I'm going to do lunch with, who I might let borrow a couple of dollars for lunch. And she's going to pay me back on Friday. There's some coworkers that the heifer couldn't get spit from me. If she was hungry, I probably wouldn't spit on her if she was on fire. You know, there's levels. Levels everywhere I go to what I will. And listen, people graduate. You might graduate from level four to level three. And you could get demoted back to level four, too. I don't play. When it comes to me and my space and what I'll tolerate, hell, I just demoted a best friend down to level two.
You know what's so funny? You have to do that. Like in this society now, you definitely have to do that. And it's sad that you have to do that with friends. You know, just all across the friends, fam. And all that, it's just sad that you have to do these things because people are just not genuine now. People are just they're not genuine anymore. It's just like they just, like, I don't understand what the problem is.
It's not even that. People's life circumstances change. They change how they are to people. You know, their situations change. The men that they was with made them a happier person. That Negro left, they angry. That's fine. Whatever you go through in your life that creates those changes also affects
how the friend you are
to me and the person you are to me. And therefore, I have to adapt and make changes too.
No reason to become a toxic individual.
You were happy
individual.
2 months ago. You was a happier person. You was in a better space. So therefore, you was a better friend to me. Now you angry. You upset. You get demoted back to level three. When you happy again, I might put you back up to level one.
I can't.
People gotta roll with the punches.
Once you're on a certain level, that's it. Like, I leave you there. You can't be doing the switch up all the time. Like, when you happy, you happy. And when you mad, you want to be go sit in the angry corner.
It can't fluctuate on a regular basis. But don't tell me that you was the same guy you was when you was, you know, you might have been pushing a Pinto and you was broke. You didn't have two nickels to rub together. That you're the same guy you are. When you got it going on and you up and you elevate it, like, people change and it's okay.
Yeah,
I don't get to control who somebody else, how they change. I don't get to do that.
Yeah, okay, I get it, but my personal circumstances, you know, in certain situations, I'm not gonna let define who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're in a bind or your back is against the wall, sometimes. You know, that's a shining moment. That's that moment to show, you know, true character of who you need to be, who you can be. Like, you don't turn into, you know, well, some people do it, but you don't turn into, like, this toxic person.
I think you're viewing it in a negative way, meaning, like, they aren't, you know, it can be this, right? I'm good now. I got time to tend to friendships. I'm calling them every day. I'm in a peaceful space, you know, hey, how you doing, girl, da, da, da. I might fellowship, I might encourage her because I'm in a positive space. And my life could take a drastic turn that requires all my attention and that requires me to shut out the world. Sometimes you have to take your life and focus on certain things, right? So now I don't have time to hit up my homegirl and say, and kiki, kaka, all that stuff like that. I take a break from tending to her because I need to tend to my own stuff. Now she feels like I'm not the same friend I was.
Toxic.
She can demote me.
But listen, that's not toxic. That's you trying to handle your business. That's you,
nah,
you know what I'm saying, stepping to your chores.
The friend that I was, the positive friend that I was to her, that encouraged her and that was there for her on a regular basis, I no longer can be, right? So that doesn't mean that I don't
love
her and I'm
not
her friend. Definitely,
but you're not putting out negative vibes? Like, Miss Sherry,
when she called me,
Sherry,
I might
I
not be in a positive space. I might be,
well,
like, at the world, and I don't want to hear nothing you got to say.
All right, so let me ask Miss Cherry. Miss Cherry, let me ask you a question. If you've ever, I guess, for the lack of a better, you know, phrase right now, if you've ever went into a sunken space, do you kind of, like, put it out there, you know, to certain individuals, like, listen, like, now is not the time, like, this, that, but, so you don't come across as sounding like a toxic individual? Because to me, when we're talking about toxic people, we're just talking about people who are just, like, on, that should be on timeout all the time. There's people that just, no matter what they're going through, they always have some BS to talk about, or they always have something negative to say, or they always have something negative to say about somebody else, or they're just not even looking positive at your situation. Now, Miss Cherry, have you ever, like, been in that moment where you just kind of pull away before you start to sound like a toxic individual? Or, you know what I'm saying, you just don't even let it get that far?
So I would be the person that's being toxic, and I'm starting to realize it, and you're asking me would I pull away if I was that person, or would I pull away from a toxic person?
Well, either or, but first yourself. Let's talk about yourself. Like, if you felt you were, you know what I'm saying, because I don't really think when someone is going through something and they kind of start to have that negative view, because I've been there, I don't think that's so much of a person. I don't think that's so much you being toxic. I just think that you're just going through some shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you may not know how to maneuver through it. You know, but when we're talking about toxic people, we're just talking about somebody who's always on the bullshit all the time.
Like people that like to gaslight you. I'll say this. A person that likes to gaslight you. A person that likes to antagonize you. A person that just, you know, like I said, you're just negative towards somebody, like a particular person. You're just negative towards that person. Like I said, you like to antagonize them. You know, you're doing stuff just to get their attention, knowing that you and the person may have a strained relationship already. Or, you know, they just do things that just, like, you just have to scratch your head. Because, like, I'll say they do things to make you second guess yourself, even though they know, you know, narcissists, they know that they're being that way towards you, but they're trying to make you second guess who you are.
Yes. Okay.
That.
So have I ever been with people where I feel myself changing because I'm around them? I believe that you get to be known by your friends. So if you hang around with toxic people, it's going to be very hard for you to be a positive person. And once you start to realize that you're starting to change, if that's not where you want to go, you do have to put some distance. Maybe by you stepping back, they'll realize that something's going on, and maybe not. But in either case, you're excusing yourself from becoming that person that you didn't want to be. No, I don't really hang around toxic people. I do hang around people that, you know, they have their ups and downs, but they have to have more ups than downs. Because I'm at a certain level, and I can't be around people that every time I'm around them, I feel bad. I have too many things going on to be pulled down. You can help people up, but you can't help people up if they're weighing you down. So,
and you know what's interesting, Miss Cherry, and as far as, not cut across, but for as long as I've known you, you know there are people out there that would take your attitude as being toxic. Because you're about your business and you're not taking anybody else's shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one is going to piss on your head and tell you it's rain. So they would kind of look at you like you're toxic. And that's not a toxic attitude. That's a very pro-me, proactive that you have to take, you know, for yourself. But there are people out there that actually
maybe
you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying in general, because I've been in conversations with people who talk about, oh, this person is acting like this, and they're making these comments, and they're saying this, and they're saying that. And it's like, yo, just because they have an opinion on certain things, or they may say certain things, doesn't mean that they're toxic, because you've got to look at their point of view. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing that we really don't do. Like, sometimes we may mistake someone's opinions or an attitude or just the way they carry themselves a certain way because it's not what we would do. And we'll just take it as, oh, that's a toxic person. Like, no. To me, a toxic person is somebody who's always on some negative shit, who's always telling, you know, spewing some shit to you that, oh, well, you know, why would you want to do this? Like, they're kind of working against you subliminally. Like, you know, it's not like they have the greatest positive thing to say.
Right.
Or
they
about themselves.
Like, that secret animosity.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a difference between, and I should have asked you what you meant by toxic. There's a difference between being a direct person. I'm a direct person. You know, just like I give out compliments, I'll also tell you, wait, no, that's not right. And I think a lot of people don't like that aspect. They want, when they come to you, they want you to agree completely. And if you're not agreeing, then you're hating. There's no middle ground for them.
Yeah.
So it's really how people choose to interpret that person. But if you're around that person, whether or not they agree with you or not, and every time you're around them, you feel bad, they're toxic for you. It could be fine for everybody else. They're toxic for you, and you need to make decisions whether or not you want to continue on in that relationship, whatever it should be, or if you need to move on for your betterment, your mental health, your ability
right.
to advance.
And like I said, that goes across the board of, you know, with anybody, like people, I'll say this with people saying about, what, you know, like your own, you know, your own parents. Your parents mm-hmm. could be toxic to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They can. Because, you know, sometimes you have to look at certain things that they do, maybe the way they were brought up, and once again, maybe that toxic behavior was normal for them, but then when you're looking at it, it's just like, that's not normal. Or you're thinking, well, this is not normal behavior. And then when you try to challenge that, then they feel like, oh, well, I'm your parent, you supposed. No, I'm going to challenge it because to me, that doesn't feel normal to me. Maybe it's normal to you because maybe that's how you grew up. Maybe your parents, you know, that's how, you know, maybe that their parents did with them. But, you know, to a person that you sit there and say, well, that don't sound right to me, you know. So,
exactly. When you know better, you do better. Maybe that's
right.
the way they were raised. You've now been exposed to other things, and you can look back and say, no, that's not right. I'm
right.
choosing not to go this way. So it can come
right.
from anybody.
Right.
Even people that should be our role models.
And you know what? I like how, you know, Selena had put it. You know, it's like there's levels to this shit. And sometimes
right.
you just got to put people on certain, you got to put people on certain levels. Like, you know, yeah, you're the tier one and you're the tier two. Because it's not to say that, all right, not every, what's up, K-Dog? I got you right after this. Like, it's not to say that you, because I can't lie about myself. I go around, I'll cut you off in a heartbeat. Like, you can fart wrong in, like, our relationship. Whatever we have can be done. Like, if I'm just not, if you know what I'm saying? But that says something
right.
about either there was something in me that was never either really feeling you, or it's just that I'm just really not tolerant of whatever shit you got going on. Or that could just say something, you know what I'm saying, about me, you know, which, you know, it's like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying, you're just that person that just go around cutting people off for no reason, and that's always not good either. But I do feel where, you know, she was coming from in general, like, you, sometimes you just got to, people got to hold certain places and positions in your life or in your situation. Like, for the life of me, I don't understand toxic relationships. You know what I'm saying? Well, we know K-Dog does because K-Dog be mad at everybody. Yo, hey, what's up, K-Dog? How you doing? What's up,
hey, brother? Hey, what's going on? What's going on, people? Hey, man, and I'm glad we're talking about toxic people because I could tell you some stories about some toxic people who I've run into and some toxic people.
Leave Mr. Joe alone.
All right. I ain't going. Okay, you know what? I'm going to be nice to Archie Bunker. I'm not going to bother Archie Bunker tonight. But but on the real, though, let me tell you a story about a female who I know. who is very toxic. This woman has a chip on her shoulder, and it's due from her not recovering from a bad relationship that happened over 20 years ago, still single because she's toxic. You know, when you're around her, it's like a negative vibe comes in, and it's like she is so negative. Like, if you say, so you're still working at the same job, like, yeah, oh, you must really love your job, in a very sarcastic way, and like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so negative? Why are you such, you know, you're such a killjoy. You're not fun to be around, when in reality, she's not. And you know what? There's some people that are like that. And, you know, for some strange reason, I don't feel comfortable around them. I just don't want them around me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the toxic people around me, because it's like, if you bring in that negative vibe, and, you know, everyone's trying to have fun, everyone's laughing and stuff, and you come along and it's like, why did you bring that person here?
They bring your energy down. Toxic people bring your energy down.
Absolutely.
Another outlook on the whole ordeal is that we have to understand where the toxicity comes from, right? So a toxic person normally is anyone whose behavior adds, like, negativity or upset to your life. So many times people who are toxic are dealing with their own stresses and drama. And unfortunately, you know, they act in ways that don't present them in the best light, usually upsets others along the way and stuff like that. But a lot of it, the core of the issue is that they don't have the coping skills to deal with something that they're going through, and it spills out to the world and everything that they do, everything that they say. So in times when I find, like, people that are toxic that I care about, I'm often the one to ask, like, what's going on? Like, what's up with you? Especially if you know that, you know, this person has an ability to be a better person. What's going on in your world that's creating, you know, this energy that you're giving off? And a lot of times they don't even know that it's spilling out into the world. Sometimes they're just looking for somebody to say, what's going on? What's wrong?
Right.
And when you give them that form of release, it's almost like a whole load up off their shoulders. But too many of us are saying, I don't want no toxic people around me. I can't bring me down. But the reality is, if you're so secure in the space that you are in, a toxic person can't bring you down. In fact, if you're so secure in the space that you're in, you possess nothing but positivity, a toxic person don't want to be around you. They want to be around somebody that's going to feed into that, woe is me,
what's wrong?
But if you can lighten up, have some fun, live it up, you messing up the mood, girl, I'm getting away from you because I'm trying to have fun. Guess what? They don't want to be around you. They leave you.
I'm not too bothered by
toxic people because I'm too much on a positivity wave that it's only two things that's going to happen. One, they're not going to want to be around me, or two, they're going to jump aboard. They're going to have to shake that mood they have.
Now, one thing
that's the bad part. And listen, this person, I remember I heard the same story over and over again. They're like, man, listen, she's been like this for many, many years, and it's like nobody wants to be around her, and she's very, like, standoffish because everything that comes out of her mouth is negativity. And that's why everybody says, you know what, I don't deal with her because she gets on, you know, she in turn doesn't want to deal with everybody else because she feels that, oh, everybody's, you know, doing this and this and this and this. Why do I have to be following that person for? And even her own siblings don't even talk to her.
But now,
and they're married and living their lives, and they're like, you don't deal with her because she's Miss Miserable. She's like a dark cloud.
Yeah, you gotta. It's almost like you have to overwhelm or overflow positivity to her so that it overflows that negativity about
some people
myself.
Don't like that.
So people like
people
that.
No, she don't
like
that.
Like that.
She doesn't like it.
I go above
she doesn't
the
like
compliment.
It. She was like, because you know what's bad about it? It's like, you know, whatever had happened in the relationship, and this is going over 20 years ago, and she's still not over it.
Yeah, she needs to let that go.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, toxic people also don't like to be exposed. They don't really like you to know that you can see right through it. So people like her, it's almost like you got to be like, girl, I don't know what you've been through, but it's overflowing. You too pretty to be acting like that. They don't like compliments. Like, what? He thinks I'm pretty?
No, they don't.
They don't because they love negativity. So it's almost like, you know what? You so pretty. I didn't expect that type of negativity to come out of you. And it's like, what? You must have been through
something.
She
went out on
a
date.
You too pretty to be acting like that.
She went out on a date. And you know what? Let me tell you the story I heard. He said, man, you know, I complimented her. She's a very pretty girl. And guess what? The date turned into a disaster because she was such a negative aspect. He's like, man, what is wrong with you? And you know what? There was no second date because the guy was like, I ain't dealing with that.
Thing that I've started to notice. Because I've never really paid attention to before. You know, of course, that's my fault. But it's this narcissism thing. Like, over the past couple of years, like, I hear this, narcissism or narcissism. And, rest in peace, Lady T. Because Lady T used to bring that up hard body. And when she brought it up.
I remember.
And I really had to, I've never paid attention to it until. Like, you know, sometimes you just don't pay attention to certain things until someone else brings it up. Because I don't, I look at my circle and I'm like, do I know any, like, people with these type of traits or, like, you know, narcissistic traits? And, you know, I had to watch a couple of YouTube videos to see if this is, like, you know, because people say, like, oh, that's a toxic trait and that's a toxic, you know, toxic
person. It definitely
is.
There's a difference between toxic.
It definitely is.
I've never really paid attention to that whole thing to even know if you're a person. I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. If I fuck with you. But if I really don't, I don't really pay attention to anyone outside of the people that I mess with. Like I'm just like in my own bubble because unless you're a loved one, somebody that I'm very fond of. Nothing else in the world really matters. Like it is what it is. You're like a fart in the wind. I don't really care. So if I don't keep myself around those type of people, nor do I pay attention to that type of energy. But I have heard it a lot, you know, in you know conversations about the cold narcissism and that these attitudes and these traits. And I'm just like, well, where does this shit come from? You know what I'm saying? Because like I'm not gonna say. Well, yeah, but see, that's the thing. I'm oblivious to it. So, you know, call me naive or whatever, but I don't pay attention to that. But when shut up. But when you say there's levels to it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell is it? What is that all about?
I'll say to me, the way I see narcissism, because you know what? I see it. I see it in people, and like I said, it's family, and, you know, I've been in a relationship with a narcissist. And it's to me, it's levels to it, because some of it can be very minute, and some of it can be just blatant out there. So I guess that's why I can notice it, or I see it, or I know what it is when I see it. And so, it's like I said, sometimes it's very small, like it could be doses of it, and sometimes it's just right out there, depending on the person that you're dealing with. And I've seen it at at both levels, okay, or you know, developing levels or whatever. But I've seen it.
So is this,
you know,
narcissism? Is this like a self-absorbed, egotistical, you know, type individual who just basically uses people to their advantage and if they can't use them anymore, they kick them to the curb. Is that?
Oh, that's like, part of it. There's other things, but that's part of it. That's part of it.
A narcissist is the meaning of a narcissist is a person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. So that excessively selfish by any means necessary. You know, they're all about themselves. You know, when it comes
that's like
to,
conceited. Isn't that like conceited?
Yeah, no.
I
think conceited is different. I think that's a totally different thing.
Yeah, totally
but like
different.
Like I said, being toxic and narcissistic, having a narcissistic behavior and toxic are two different things. So we can't compare a narcissist to someone who's toxic.
But one
doesn't
spill into the other.
Different.
But one doesn't spill into
really.
But isn't that narcissism a toxic trait? Isn't that a part of the trait?
Being toxic is a trait. I think it's more so toxic as people that display like negative behavior, but narcissism is about self. I'm always the victim. It's always them, never me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody
you
else
know,
is everybody else's fault.
It's
you know,
myself
everyone's
and I.
To blame. Woe is me.
Where
I'm the best.
Everyone has a problem with
you know,
me.
Right, but wouldn't you consider that being toxic, especially like, in,
exactly
like I said, in relationships or you know like relationships, just like any relationship, family relationship.
Someone could play
you know,
in a relationship. Someone could easily play victim, and that's being narcissist. They're playing victim all the time, and they do something dirty to somebody, and they're always playing victim.
Right. Absolutely.
But a toxic person is someone like man. Oh man, this person's here again. Huh? Do I have to deal with this? Do I have to?
I
deal
mean,
with
like
this
you have to always. Me and my son was talking about that earlier. It's like also like you always have to be on your guard when you talk to them because if you say this, it's like walking on eggshells. If you say this, oh, you know they want to tell you that you're wrong or they don't want to hear what you have to say. It's like you always got to be on your guard. And I was telling my son today, like. I don't want to be around somebody like that where I have to consistently be on my guard because if I say this to you, you attack me. If I say this to you, that nah, I can't rock with people like that.
It
makes it uncomfortable.
It does. It makes me uncomfortable. And you know, the person's always on the defense or they're always coming up to you and be
right.
And some
absolutely.
Toxic people. Are very sarcastic with what they say to people.
Lord, I don't know. Yeah,
well, I guess
they're very sarcastic. Like they'll
color.
Say something cheap.
Let me
they'll
ask
say
you
something
this.
Yeah,
I have fun with
there,
people like that. But go ahead.
Let me ask y'all this: is there a time that you remember yourself being a toxic person?
When I went to the bathroom.
Ew.
So I've never displayed. No, seriously, and I mean this, because self-awareness is very important, right? And people often can identify a toxic person in someone else, but often can't identify it in themselves. So you guys have
you know what?
Never displayed characteristics of being a toxic person?
And you know what? I'm going to tell you honestly, no, because you know what? I've sat down, and when something... If I've gotten into, I'll say, with my sister, I've gotten into certain things with my sister, and she would act a certain way with me, and I'm like, and I would sit down at myself and say, you know what? Did I say something to her wrong? I did a lot of self-reflect. For a lot of years, I did that, self-reflected, and it was the thing of, just like I said earlier, she made it seem like I was the one that did something to her or I said something wrong to her because she felt the way. So once again, a lot of times I sat down and said, well, did I say something wrong? That contemplated it for days or whatever. Finally, about a couple of years ago, I said, you know what? It's not me. It's her. Because you're saying things to me to gaslight me into saying something. So I had to think to myself, I said, nah, that it can't be me all the time. Because why is it that every time we get around each other, it's just like, like you're on, I hate to always say this, but like you're on some hater or animosity, and I started thinking that. So now I'm at a point, that's the problem. You have some type of animosity with me for no reason at all, and then this is how you come at me. So I really can't say that because I really can't because I've self-reflected
well,
on myself a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna add this. There's no way in the world that you guys are gonna you guys are Jesus if y'all never displayed.
You guys are Jesus.
Oh my goodness, we ain't perfect, but we're not
people.
Jesus.
I'll do it differently. I'm gonna say something, and you say yay if you display it.
Yeah,
so have you ever been hypocritical?
Yeah,
how
I'll say
you?
That. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever not been able to take criticism of any kind? Like that was hard for you when somebody criticized you. You challenged it. Nobody.
Sometimes I would. I would be honest. Sometimes it depends on the way the criticism was made.
Okay. Have you ever never?
I'll
been
say
able
that.
To,
yeah, a little bit.
Have you ever struggled to not admit being wrong?
When I was younger,
okay.
Yeah. Now that I'm older, no, I can admit when I'm
here.
Wrong. I really
okay,
can't.
So
I'm
not afraid
I'm
to
wrong.
Admit that I was wrong about something.
If I'm wrong about
ever
something, I'll apologize.
Mind with anyone?
Mm-hmm. Ever who?
Played mind games
mind?
With someone. Like,
no.
Oh, no.
Not
I don't
that.
Do that. Uh-uh, absolutely not. I don't do stuff so, because I don't
ever
want nobody
been
doing that to me.
Have you ever been the one that always had to win? Have you ever been the one that always had to
nope.
win? Have you ever
no.
been self-serving and selfish?
Nope.
Nope,
tendency
not
me. To lie.
Can I who?
Tendency to lie. To be honest, I'm a terrible liar.
But have you ever had a tendency to tell a lie?
No.
Listen, terrible liars tell lies too.
Because you know what? I would see the way that I am. I'm like, listen, I'd be terrible at it. I ain't trying to do that.
Okay, so can't be trusted. Expect blind loyalty, but is not loyal.
Oh no, I'm loyal. I don't do like I said. I'm
very
do
loyal.
Like that,
which,
I don't
I'm a loyal person.
Like
is this a card game?
Have you ever twisted things that people said to benefit yourself?
No.
Say it again. I didn't hear.
Have you ever twisted things to benefit themselves? Like I'm asking you all of these because I looked up a list of characteristics of a toxic person. And rather we like to believe it or not, right, some of us said yeah to some of these things, and that was a display of a characteristic of being a toxic person. So I think what happens is we often have our definition of what a toxic person is, and if we don't fit that definition, we say we're not toxic. But there's several characteristics that we may have, you know, committed that's considered a characteristic
of a toxic person.
So I don't think anybody is free from the whole aspect. Like, for instance, I used to be a person that would go through stuff, woe is me. My friends is out there trying to celebrate their goddamn accomplishment. They just graduated, and I'm calling them up to tell them what my baby daddy did to me. And, oh, I can't this, and
that's
I can't that.
Toxic.
And I'm telling them why
that's not
I can't.
Toxic.
You were
you
just
know.
In a sunken
wait,
place.
Wait, wait,
wait.
Listen. No, listen. It is. Let me tell you why. Because in a moment that you're not doing anything to change your situation, right, you're only seeking sympathy from the people who are elevating, and they can't even take the moment to celebrate what their accomplishments are because you're always talking about the negative, woe is me, negative energy always, all the time, because you want to talk about what you're going through. But you're not doing anything to change that. That's toxic behavior because you're not doing anything to change it. And one, your friends are in a positive mode and can't celebrate it because you, as a negative person, woe is me, self-absorbing,
for the
want
moment.
People to tend to you. But what if it, come on, you've never come across people that are that way all the time.
Well hold on. I got somebody that can't
situation.
Listen. I got somebody that can answer that question because we got like 5 minutes left. It's Mr. Vroom Vroom.
Take it away, bro.
Listen, guys.
before we get started, all I want to know is why tonight's topic is about me. And my dad talks it on this show all the time.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you. In that case, I am honored and thank you so much. But I agree with that 100%. Because I had dated a girl one time, and she was negative and toxic. And what to me, I became negative and unhappy with my coworkers, with life itself, until I realized, like, this is not for me. So I was toxic myself for one time with my friends in general because she was unhappy for whatever she was going through. And since I was dating her and, you know, the sex was good at that time, it flowed through me, you know? So I became toxic just like her. So, yes, I do believe we all became toxic at some point in life. And Big Red and K-Dog, you don't damn well, you're so full of it. Well, you guys are toxic to me every single week.
That's right.
I am
daggone it. Because you didn't get my sushi yet.
No, we
still have
a bunch of Jesus on the phone. I was like, Jesus.
That's right, Jesus.
I was like, y'all are two guys' prophets on the phone.
Those religious church people, those are toxic people. Those damn church people. Well, you didn't hear that from me.
My goodness. Cherry, because she's been quiet for a while. Do you have anything to add?
Well, I was going to say, I think a lot of times when we're looking at toxic relationships and people, instead of pointing and saying what's wrong with them, we have to look and see what's wrong with us. Why are we continuing into those type of relationships? Why are we continuing to have relationships with those type of people? You may not be able to change them, but you definitely can change yourself. So, yeah, there are toxic people out there, but if you don't want to become one, you also have to step back and ask yourself, what is it about you that keeps pulling you into this type of situation?
Hallelujah.
And if you're dealing with a toxic person pointing a finger, guess what you become? A narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
Pointing the finger and it's dumb and it's dumb and it's never you, then you become a narcissist.
Hold on. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. If you go get away with it, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry.
It's the truth.
If you got a choice, if you can identify somebody's toxic behavior, not remove yourself, but blame that toxic person's behavior for your downfall, you become a narcissist. Because now you're blaming someone else for your decisions, for the decisions that you make and for the decisions that you chose to stay in, and you want somebody else to take the blame for your downfall because you aren't strong enough to take it for yourself. So now you need to be able to blame somebody else for the decision that you made and that you chose to stay in. But you're a victim somehow.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding the definition of a narcissist. I thought a narcissist was someone that believes the world revolves around them. That's different from saying that.
They are self-absorbing.
That's different from saying that you recognize something in someone that you don't want to be a part of. That's what I'm saying.
Right?
That doesn't make you a narcissist.
But what makes you a narcissist, right, is if you're involved with a person like that, you make a choice to involve yourself with a person like that, right, and you choose not to leave them, but you want to blame them for all your downfalls. The reason why you're blaming them is because the self-absorbment and a self-admiration for yourself. So that's you not wanting to own that you're a messed up person because you're great, right? I'm a great person. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. So there's no way in the world I could be responsible for my downfall. So I have to blame them. That's a narcissist.
What if it's a family member?
Well,
family member, a son, a daughter. Is that true?
Exactly.
A narcissist always believes it's them, never them, right? It's always them, never me, right? So that's a narcissist trait because of my admiration for myself. So if
we got less than 60 seconds.
Okay.
I couldn't let you finish your point, but you know what? I will say this to what you said earlier, there's levels to this shit. And I think there's probably levels to this narcissism thing. There's levels to it. So with that being said, Ms. Cherry, thank you. Hot Rod, Monday nights, Absolute Truth, 10 p.m., Hot Rod, Sean Black, K-Dog. Check it out.
And hopefully
Radio
Bunker doesn't call.
Oh, Lord. Miss Selena. Love you, sis. Thank you. Big Red, smooches. Everybody, have a great night. Enjoy
your
week.
Night, guys.
God bless.
Yeah, be safe, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Yeah, be safe out there.
Enjoy your week. Yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus love you.
Peace out. And yo, don't forget, Top Boy on Netflix. Check it out. Good
Top
ass,
Boy.
Stop it.
Right,
peace out. Later.